I emailed out the QCast Connection Christmas cards, the e-cards.
Oh, I didn't get a copy.
Well, no, you didn't. But, you know, unlike some podcasters who shall remain nameless, I don't wait until we get one to send one out. I don't subscribe to that theory. I just sent them out to everyone that I wanted to send a card out to from us. Well, there are some who just say, well, I'm not going to send one out until I get one from somebody. Yeah. I'm not going to name names.
Oh. You mean...
No, we're not going to... No.
Okay.
No. So all the QCast cards went out. Hopefully I got everybody, podcasters and listeners alike. And I've been saving all the emails of the listeners who've written in for the past year. Mm-hmm. So I send all of them an e-card as well as our podcasting friends. And so hopefully I got everybody. If not, let me know. But... that went out today as well. Yeah, today. Our personal e-card went out this weekend as well to friends and family who don't know
about the
podcast.
Because in this economy, who can afford a postage stamp?
That's right.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Unlike some podcasters who shall remain nameless...
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 228 of the BFO for Friday, the 19th. Poor Big Fatty. 19th of December 2008. Next to the last Friday, y'all, of the year. And coming up on today's show, Big Fatty got 9 Christmas cards. Hope your Friday is going well. Big Fatty is... This is the last day of coal mine work for Big Fatty. I don't have to go back to work after today until the 5th of January. So I've got 2 full weeks off. However, you know, people would that work there in the coal mine would say, well, Big Fatty, oh, y'all, there's a plane landing here in the Fat Cave, it sounds like. Do you hear that? I know you do. It's... messing up Good King Wenceslas. And y'all, this song was on that CD that Jack sent me that from his business out there in the Carlsbad, Californias. Yeah, so Big Fatty likes a little Good King Wenceslas. Is that how you pronounce it? I don't know. Probably have to ask English John that, because I'm sure this is one of those Coventry carols or something like that. But, yeah, y'all, this is the last day of working the coal mine for 2008. So, needless to say, Big Fatty's a little happy about that. And, you know, we give up a lot of our federal holidays during the year. And this is why we do it, is so that we can have a 2-week vacation at the Christmas time. Thank you, boys. All fine family men. Yeah. Now, y'all, Big Fatty went to the post office today, and I gotta tell you, Big Fatty was a little taken aback when he opened the box, and in there were 9 Christmas cards. 9. So, y'all, I can just tell you this. Some of you are going to get New Year's cards, because Big Fatty's had to order some more Christmas cards and happies to go inside. Little Christmas happies to go inside. So, all right, I'm going to just start opening these because this is going to take a while. And this first one is from Jane from Massachusetts. And Jane, looks like Jane's card has got some sort of disease. There are bumps on the back of it and stuff. And there's a little... gold sticker on the back. Oh, and y'all, it's foil lined. Oh, it's a Christmas tree, and it's got little ornaments on it. Oh, shit. There's stuff coming out of it. Oh, what is all that? Oh, Lord. Oh, shit. What is all this stuff? Oh, Jane. That Jane. Y'all, it's a Christmas card. It's a Christmas tree on the front, and it's got little jewels on the tree and it's like decorations. That's why it made bumps on the back of the envelope. But the Christmas tree is actually a girl in a dress, because unless she's the angel on top. But it looks like a girl with a real long dress or something. Oh, and Jane has stuck all this shit in here on the inside. And she says, don't you just love sparkles? And the shit has gone everywhere now. Thanks, Jane. Love you, too. Oh, dear God. Y'all, Big Fatty's going to be picking this shit up way into 2009 is all I got to say. Dear Lord, thank you, Jane, so much. I need to read the card, though. But it's little stars and little sparkly thingies and all. Gosh, thank God nobody else did that. I mean, thanks, Jane. It says, printed in the card, it says, wishing you a dazzling Christmas and a fabulous New Year. Then Jane writes, Big Fatty, wishing you all the best for the holiday and the new year to come. All the best. Your new friend, Jane from Boston. I wonder if Jane knows Brian from... Well, Brian from Boston doesn't listen anymore, so... Got word yesterday, or on Mercurochrome, that he had unsubscribed from Antiviral. Thank God. So, anyway, Jane, thank you so much. You'll be getting a New Year's card from Big Fatty. And, let's see, can I read that? Yeah, I think I can read that address, Jane. Okay, and the next one seems to be from Kevin in Oakland Park, Florida. So, Kevin, we're going to open your card up right now. And in it is a card that says Kris Kringle, and it's Santa Claus and Father Christmas and St. Nicholas. And it's kind of an old-fashioned looking card. Almost makes it look like he's made of wood and everything. Cute, very cute. He's got a bag of toys and a birdhouse and his list. Y'all, are y'all going to be on Santa's good or bad list? I don't know. Dear Lord, I am going to tell you what. Kevin has written an epistle here, and it just says, season's greetings. And it says, and Kevin, I hope it's okay if I read this, because I'm going to. And if it's not okay, you can let me know. Dear Big Fatty, I'd like a new car... I'd like a new car, a watch, a new computer. Oh, wait, wrong fat guy. Sorry. Very good, Kevin. Very good. I've been listening to you for a little over 3 months now because of Walt and Holly on We're Mean Because You're Stupid. You know, those are the kids. And you'd call me a lurker because I don't have a podcast myself. I'd call myself a poor stalker. Oh, I saw you on a video podcast in Palm Springs, so I know what to look for if I ever saw you in public. And I would have went to Orlando for the listener meet and greet or to your play if I had the money. I live in the Fort Lauderdale area, so you'll be within stalking distance when you go on the cruise. Thank goodness. Okay. Well, Kevin, you can give me some ideas of where to stay in the Fort Lauderdale area. I need 3 rooms at a gay hotel. I really enjoyed your podcast. I really enjoy your podcast. It's like Archer's, only better. I couldn't agree more. I say that because you don't try to preach to anyone. I couldn't agree more. if they don't like what you have to say, which isn't anything at all, correct, I don't have anything to say, then they can unsubscribe and you don't care. Anyway, I'll keep listening. Your podcast is one of the best ones out there. I hope you have a wonderful holiday season, Kevin, in Oakland Park, Florida. P.S. I added myself to the listener map. Also, I didn't have a used Christmas card to send you, as you said you wouldn't mind. This one is from a pack I bought at the Dollar Tree. Well, how nice. It's a Dollar Tree. And maybe my first Dollar Tree card. And, y'all, that was very nice of Kevin to send that. And, Kevin, you'll be getting a New Year's card from Big Fatty. And send me some information about the gay hotels and all down there. All right, now I've got something here from Kenneth in Connecticut, okay? Oh, and he's got a little fancy little sticker on the back. It's a little wreath, a little silver foil wreath. Oh, and it's a picture of Scooby-Doo on a sled, y'all. And he's got his tongue out, and he's going through the snow. And it says, Big Fatty, Happy New Year. Fun coming right up. Merry Christmas. Thanks for the funniest podcast this side of ruination. Love, Ken, a.k.a. Kenner. Okay, Ken Kenner. Well, thank you, Ken Kenner. And Big Fatty loves a little Scooby-Doo there. Yeah, he's got his legs up in there. Oh, maybe that's Archer. No, you'll be getting a New Year's card from Big Fatty as well. Now, y'all, we have one from Lauren here. And, you know, Lauren is up there in the Indianas. You know, she just moved down to the Chicago area, I think, if I have that correct. And if I don't have it correct, then I'm sure Lauren will tell me. And there inside, there's a green card. And on the front is a grumpy little looking Santa Claus. And this is entitled, At the Claus Home. And out in the other room, you hear someone saying, I don't believe it. You actually put the toilet seat down. Christmas is a time for miracles. And then Santa, Grumpy Santa, saying, ha ha, very funny. And then on the inside it says, Merry Christmas to you and yours. To the fat one, from the LFC to the BFO, I love each and every show. Can't wait for that next daily dose of fat. Have a fabulous Christmas and hoist it on over to an exciting new year. Love, Lauren, formerly Mrs. Vader. That's V-A-D-E-R. You know, I believe Larry Vader was going to do her in the butt, but I think Tom the Ramble Redhead got her ahead of time. But she's in the Chicago. You know, she had dinner with the Ramble Redhead and Omar there for a while. Well, Miss Lauren, we will absolutely get you out a... Oh, y'all, she's written on the back of the envelope. I just saw it. Happy Holidays. Yeah, and that's exactly what it is, too. So, oh, and she's addressed it to Charleston, North Carolina. Poor Miss Lauren. She is geographically challenged. And, y'all, I have one here now from David, that blue jeans guy. And Lord, y'all, it looks like it's been processed through some kind of factory or something. It's got his picture on the outside of it. And Big Fatty's address is typed on there by a computer. Let's see what this is all about. And on the front, there is a picture. It's a green card. It's got some silver ornaments on it. And then there's an old-fashioned picture in the middle of it with lots of stockings with stuff and shit crammed in it. And a couple of presents left there at the fireplace. And it says, Dear Santa, here's a picture of our chimney. Please email me the dimensions of your ass because I don't think this is going to work. Love, Emily. Well, thank you, Emily, or David, or whomever. Then it says, Big Fatty, thanks for playing my voicemails and giving the crickets a workout. I don't know what that says after thanks. I'm looking forward to more Ruination in 2009. Say hi to Miss Kitty for me. Happy holidays. David, that blue jeans guy. Well, David, thank you so much. And you're going to be getting the New Year's card from Big Fatty. Yeah, it's coming. I guarantee it's coming. Oh, my Lord, y'all, I have received something international. Yes, that's right. On the back of the envelope, it says, Ho, 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 Merry Christmas, and then it has the word holidays with the red circle around it and the slash mark through it. So we do not use the word holidays. We say Christmas, according to this person. And this has come par avion. Yes, it has. And, y'all, it is a picture of the three wise men on their way to Bethlehem. And they are looking up at the big star. And it says, Big Buddy! That might give you a clue as to who it's from. May the joy and peace of Christmas be with you throughout the year. Thanks for almost every one of your shows in 2008. Of course, they were ruined, but we just love the ruined fat one. XXOO Scotty. Well, thank you, Scotty. And I'll have to... Evidently, there's going to be another international mailing of Christmas cards, y'all. But, you know, it's going to... Scotty, you should get it by Valentine's Day. All right. I've got three more to go. Lord, y'all, I'm going to run out of time. This one is from Patrick and James out there in the Los Angeles. And James sends me shit all the time from the Los Angeles. And by shit, I mean good stuff. It's got a silver foil lining, y'all. And it's very hard to open. It's almost like it's got tape on it or something. Okay, that's fancy. Oh, it's a picture card. And it is a picture of James and who? Patrick. Okay. It says, holiday greetings from our family, wishing you love, peace, and happiness, and a joyful new year to come. James, Patrick, and Toby. T-O-B-E-E. Toby must be the dog. Because Toby's in two pictures, and James and Patrick are, well, there's one of just James and Patrick. Oh, they're at the Small World at Disneyland. I recognize that. I'll decorate it up for Christmas. That's pretty. Oh, and on the back, Merry Christmas, oh fat one. Thanks for your every wonderful episode. Thank you for every wonderful episode. Love you bunches, James in L.A. and family. Well, thank you, James. Now, well, Big Fatty's card is kind of a picture card. It has Big Fatty's face on it. All right, and then I've got, y'all, I've gotten one from Tim in Alaska. That's up there near Santa Claus. We've got to check this one out. This one's going to be special, I have a feeling. Oh, Lord, what do we got here? Oh, it's a picture card, and it's a picture of frozen trees and a stream and lots of snow and everything. And it says, printed in here, wishing you a never-ending season of peace and serenity. Well, Tim, God knows I need to have some of that. And the picture on the front was January 2004 from Chena Hot Springs, Alaska. The temperature was about minus 40 upon arrival in a Fairbanks, but warmed up to a balmy minus 10 when this photograph was taken. Dear Big Fatty, have a wonderful Christmas with multitudes of pork, bacon, and hara. Hugs, Tim in Alaska. And evidently Brian is up there also. And y'all, there is a picture in here as well. Oh, it's a picture of a bear. It's a 2008 Alaskan greeting. It must be Tim and Brian's little Christmas letter. And I'm not going to read that because, y'all, it's four fucking pages. So, Tim, I will read that letter. I just won't read it on the air. I don't think you probably wanted me to do that anyway. But, anyway. And then the last one here is, doesn't have an address on it. Okay, let's see what's in here. Oh, Lord, it sounds... You hear that? There's something in there. Maybe it's anthrax or something. I don't know. So, y'all, it's taped shut like it had something special in it or something. Maybe it's... I don't know. Maybe it's drugs. No, it wouldn't be drugs. Nobody's sending drugs. I'll take an Ambien, but... Oh, it's Linus and Charlie Brown. Oh, wait a minute. There is something in there. Oh, it's some kind of glitter. Oh, dear God, it's everywhere. Oh, sweet mother of God. Oh, Lord! It's all over the... it's all over the computer now. Oh, Lord. It is Linus. It is a picture of Charlie Brown talking to Linus. And Linus is saying, what do you want for Christmas more than anything else? And Linus is thinking, and in his thought is a picture of Big Fatty dressed as an elf. I can't believe that. That's fabulous. Oh, what is this shit? And that's exactly how we all feel. Aw, isn't that special? Oh, dear Gussie. It says, we love you, Big Fatty, Auntie Vera and Gooch. P.S. We know how much you love glitter. Oh, isn't that special? And y'all, there's no return address. So, Auntie Vera, you are not getting a Christmas card from Big Fatty. Oh, that's special. Dear God, this shit is everywhere. I knew that damn sea hag... You know, you take something nice like a personalized Christmas card like this, and then you put this shit in it, and I'm going to be cleaning this shit up for a week, y'all. Oh, God, on the back of it, you boys, funny cards. And it's got her picture back here on the back. God, Auntie Vera's gone downhill since I saw her last.
Unlike some podcasters who shall remain nameless.
That sea hag better be glad that I don't have her fucking
You can leave
address.
A comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruin@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number.
She is going to get here and hear from me.
1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good
gag
and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.